Now, verse 6 and 7. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Now, some say David was forgiven because he confessed. That's only part of the story. He did confess, but it isn't even one half of it. And we find here in verse 13, David, and this is back now in 2 Samuel 12:13, David said unto Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. And Nathan said unto David, the Lord also hath put away thy sin, thou shalt not die. Now, how does God put away sin? We have here, he forgives iniquity. That's what he said back, you will recall, in the book of Exodus 34, 6 and 7, forgiving iniquity and showing mercy, but by no means will he clear the guilty. So how does he do it? Well, he does it, my friend, because he gave his son to die for you, and that's the only way God can forgive sin. Now, the word hyssop is used 3 times in Scripture in sacrifices and for cleansing. Back in Exodus, the 12th chapter, verse 22, at the Passover, the hyssop was used to put the blood on the doorpost. And in Leviticus 14:6, to cleanse a leper. And in Numbers 19:6, the sacrifice of the red heifer. Now, hyssop is an interesting thing. I picked this up the other day, that hyssop is that on which penicillin grows. It's interesting, that which is cleansing. And it's used, though, to apply the blood of Christ. It's faith that applies the blood of Christ, and it was used to apply the blood back in the Old Testament. It speaks of the cross. He could say on the cross, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And the reason that he said that was so God could pardon my sin and yours. He was made sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. He was delivered for our offenses, raised for our justification. And Paul says in Ephesians 1:7, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins.